Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Three countries hidden in the names of songs today. Mary Holm got it, I'm sure. She's just being too polite to say so.
Jessie, I didn't get it.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Very good. Our personal finance expert. And I guess your columns become more popular as we all feel the crunch of high inflation and high interest rates, and people start looking at rearranging what they're doing with their money.
I don't know how many people read it. They don't tell me. That's a secret.
You don't get a call from the Herald saying, hey, by the way, just you're doing a fantastic job. We don't tell you that enough. Here's some feedback on which columns are doing
right.
the best.
No, I've tried to get that, but they're too busy.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many people read the paper version.
Yeah.
You know, you don't ever, you know how many papers sell, but you don't know how many people. In fact, for years and years, a lot of people said, oh, I don't read the business section because I'm not interested in business. And then I suddenly discovered your column, which isn't really business.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it sort of got lost.
The point is that when things get harder, you do think about what can I cut back on, right?
Yeah, and, you know, sadly there's more and more sort of bad news for New Zealand people and families, you know, layoffs and all of that. And
unemployment is up.
Yes,
inflation is still up. Growth is down.
Yes, it's all pretty glum. I've been through two newspapers going out of existence in my career, the Chicago Daily News and the Auckland Sun. And I just got out of the Auckland Star before it also went out of existence. So I do know what it's like. It's pretty horrible. And you've been through this sort of thing too. And it does come right. Sometimes it takes a while. So so I don't want I want to talk about today to feel like I'm bashing people who are really struggling. But I do worry that people might stop their KiwiSaver contributions a little bit too readily or for too long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you lost your job, for example, then you'd stop the automatic payments coming out of your pay. And, you know, for the short time, hopefully short time before you get more work, you're probably not looking to save for retirement. But I worry that people just don't get back into it. Or people who still have their jobs but are thinking, oh, times are getting tough, you know, food costs more and all of that.
Yeah.
And so they stop KiwiSaver contributions. And the rule is that you can for anything from 3 months to a year, and then after a year you can renew it, actually all the way through until you reach 65, you can keep renewing. It's called a contribution. No, it's called a what's it called? Saving suspension.
Yeah.
These days.
It used to be called a contributions holiday.
Yes, and they stopped it because they stopped that name because holiday sounded too attractive. And it used to be also that you could do it for 5 years. You could do a contributions holiday for 5 years. And so now they've made it a maximum of 1 year. As I say, you can renew, but you do have to sort of bother to renew. And hopefully people will say, oh, actually, I can get back into it now. Or even sooner than that. Let's say you do lose your job or hit hard times and you go on a year's contributions holiday. I mean, sorry, saving suspension, Mary, get it right. Then if you get another job, get back in straight away. You know, don't wait to be reminded a year later that you're not in there, because it is a real pity to pull out. It costs more than people might realise. I wonder too. You don't, unless you've been in KiwiSaver for less than a year, in which case you have to fill out some forms to show you're in financial hardship before you stop contributing. But if you've been in more than a year, you don't have to say why or anything. It's not like getting a withdrawal, an early withdrawal, in which case they really put you through the ringer, I think, and you've really got to show that you're struggling financially. But just to stop future money going in, you can just say, no, I don't want to do it anymore, and they're not, you're not challenged at all. And I sort of think, oh, I wonder if just having to fill out a form and say, are you sure, might help. But anyway, I just did a couple of calculations on good old sorted website, the KiwiSaver calculator there, to show what it can cost you to be out of KiwiSaver for a year. And for example, I said, let's take someone who's 45 and earning $80,000 and they're in a growth fund. If they stop for a year, they'll avoid putting $2,400 in through that year. But at retirement, they'll have $11,000 less. So they've saved $2,400, but at retirement, they've got $11,000 less than they would otherwise have had. And if they're younger, if they're 25 and earning $40,000, let's just say, first job perhaps after, you know, first real job, they are avoiding putting in $1,200 through a year. They therefore sort of like, yeah, I don't want to say saving it because it's kind of the opposite there. Yeah. But it'll cost them $18,000 at retirement. So
you're keeping $1,200 in hand, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, that's right. Mm. And so you've got that $1,200 now, but $18,000 less at retirement. Now, in fairness,
that's for 1 year.
Yeah, one year.
If you break for 1 year.
That's right. In fairness, we should acknowledge that, especially for a 25-year-old, by the time they get to 65, $18,000 won't be worth what it is now. But nonetheless, it will still be a bite out of their retirement savings that they might have been able to spend on a bit of fun. You know, it's it is not a good idea.
It's a couple of things. Human nature is the present situation is much more powerful to you than the future situation.
Of course.
Right?
Yes.
So, yeah, it's really hard to weigh future you against current you.
Of course it is.
The other thing is, just a random text from Kevin, who says recently he got a mortgage from a bank and they made stopping KiwiSaver a condition of getting improved. Does that surprise you?
Goodness, it sure does. Because
you can sort of see how it might happen.
Yes. I think all the banks have probably got KiwiSaver schemes, and so generally, they would be encouraging KiwiSaver. That is interesting.
Mm.
The bank must have just felt that
he wouldn't be able to afford the payments.
Yes. I would suggest that he tries to find other saving, you know, just spending a bit less, eating out a bit less often, or buying not so many clothes or stuff like that, and then gets back into KiwiSaver. So he, you know, if he's only just bought a house, good idea to go through a few months and see how he's doing. But
plus the bank, I mean, they're not going to follow up, are they? You could join it again once you got the mortgage.
Oh, yeah, I would think so. Unless, did he say it's an absolute condition? Or?
Yeah, he said they made it a condition, yeah.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to suddenly get into trouble with him, but if I were him, I'd try for a few months, just see how he's going.
Yeah.
And if he gets starts thinking, well, actually, I can just cut back my spending a bit more and keep putting money into KiwiSaver, then I would go back and say that to them and say, look, rather than perhaps just starting to do it in case it caused problems. But it's a bit hard to imagine someone getting into big trouble for resuming.
It's hard to imagine that a bank of all places would be advising you not to save for your retirement.
Yes. Yeah, that,
but maybe it was really tight. Thank you. Yes. Back to you, Mary.
Yeah. And this would apply to him too. What was his name again?
Kevin.
If you really do have to reduce your contributions, really good idea to keep up $20 a week if you can. You can just put that directly into KiwiSaver, and that will get you the maximum government money of 521, so 50 cents for every dollar you put in. And that's just such a nice bonus that it's a pity to miss. And if $20 a week feels like too much, do $10 a week. and then you'll get $260 from the government. You know, it's a pity not to at least get that. And what I would suggest to people is set up an automatic payment of that into your KiwiSaver account once a week or 87 a month, partly just to keep the habit of being in KiwiSaver, just keep it rolling at least some level. Now, the one... can't think of that. I'm not doing very well on words. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Thank you. is if you have debt, how does that fit in with all of this? And I would say if it's high interest debt, and gosh, there was someone on RNZ the other day who was saying, it was, you know, someone being interviewed who was saying that there were quite a few households with $50,000 and that sort of money in credit card debt. Mm. And I thought, gosh, that's awful.
Yeah.
And I mean, that, you know, the high interest you pay on that debt is just does terrible harm to your wealth overall. And so if you're in that situation, or even if you've got $1,000 in credit card debt that you're not, you know, paying off regularly, I would say, yeah, okay. In those situations, do go on a KiwiSaver savings suspension. But also, I would give you permission to do that, in quotes, only if you also cut back on any sort of unnecessary spending and really make a blitz of paying the money that was going into KiwiSaver into your credit card, and then also skipping meals out or whatever to get that debt down fast. And then once it's down, get back into KiwiSaver. Mm-hmm. You kind of got to do whatever it takes to avoid paying that high interest debt. It's horrible. With mortgages, okay, that's a debt, but it's not nearly as high interest, even though it's quite high interest these days, but it's not 20%, 25% sort of rate. So with people with mortgages, I say, yeah, look, be in KiwiSaver, and if you're an employee, put 3% of your pay in, and if you're not, put the $20 a week in to get the maximum from others, and then put over and above that, paying extra off your mortgage if you can, because it's a great idea to get rid of the mortgage. But I don't think you should concentrate solely on the mortgage to the exclusion of KiwiSaver,
because then you'll miss out on that government contribution, which is really unrivaled when it comes to investments in New Zealand.
Yeah. And the, you know, if you're an employee, even more so, because by the time you add the employer contributions, it is really very hard to beat. But so my main message really is to just try really hard to keep contributing at least something. If you can't handle 3% of your pay, then try to put $20 or even $10 a week in. Just try not to stop. It's apart from anything else, if you get into the habit of doing that through your life, you know, pulling out, going in and stopping, you will end up with quite a lot less in retirement. Mm. And retirement does come around, you know. I mean, I know for young people it's forever away, but it does happen.
So this, what you just said, probably answers Dave's question, which is, if I have lost my job, should I try and continue KiwiSaver contributions if I can afford it?
Yes, absolutely. If he can afford it, yes. And if you're really struggling to afford it, try and get that $20 or $10 a week in. Yes. Yeah.
Is Mary aware that the government has advised employers that their KiwiSaver contributions for employees are now voluntary?
Who said that?
Someone on text.
No, I'm not aware of that, and I doubt if it's right.
Yeah. Doesn't ring any bells for me as well.
No.
Okay. I'm sure
that's not right.
Yeah. Hmm. We've got a minute or two here. I might just put these ones to you, and you can deflect them to a future conversation if you like, but they're both on a similar topic. Dee says, as a retired person, should we try to contribute at least some savings into KiwiSaver? Charlotte says, could you please ask Mary, my husband is 69 and keeps threatening to remove his money from KiwiSaver and put it on term deposits. I want him to leave it in even though he no longer gets the government contribution. Can you ask Mary her thoughts on this, please?
Yes.
We have talked about this before. But
yes, we have. I think KiwiSaver is a great place to be in retirement because it's just, you know, they're well-regulated investments. No guarantees, but very unlikely that a provider will get into financial trouble. And so it's a place to be parking your money, and then you can get it out whenever you want to. The very first withdrawal you make after 65, you've got to sort of fill out some forms and things. It's a bit of a hassle. But after that, you can actually set up, if you like, you know, a regular amount, $100 a week or, you know, $500 a week or whatever, coming out of KiwiSaver into your bank account. It's a great way to be parking the money. And with the money you're going to spend in the short term, it can be in a low-risk KiwiSaver fund and then the higher risks for the longer-term money. So the husband who wants to go into bank term deposits, and I get that kind of that question framed slightly different ways a lot to my column, it's because the interest on term deposits are so high at the moment. Don't forget, though, that it's taxed. You know, so when you're looking at 6%, it's actually 4% for many people by the time it's been taxed. And the interest rates are going to go down. I mean, they seem to be sticking at quite high levels, perhaps for a bit longer than the experts thought, but it won't last very long.
You might also be making the mistake, and you pointed this out to me, that term deposits, you're looking at what you're going to get in the future, but he might be comparing it to his KiwiSaver for what it's got in the last 5 years. Yes. Now, that's apples and oranges.
It is. I mean, for the same reason that term deposits are paying high interest, interest rates are high in the markets at the moment, and so if you were in a lower-risk KiwiSaver fund that had a lot of bonds, you'd be finding that now they're starting to get the higher-interest bonds going in there, so you can get good returns in KiwiSaver as well.
Okay.
I mean, but look, for the short-term money, the money that he's planning to spend in the next 3 years, term deposits aren't a bad place to be at all.
He's guaranteeing what he's getting, isn't he?
Yes.
Which you can't do with KiwiSaver.
That's right.
To a point.
Yeah.
And Dee's question about contributing to KiwiSaver, well, I guess they're doing pretty well if they've got spare cash after retirement to actually be putting into an investment. But
there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
You don't get any extra from the government. Quite a lot of employers continue, if you are an employee, to continue to pay you their contributions after you turn 65, even though they don't have to. But if she's perhaps not an employee, there's still no reason not to. It's still a good place for parking your money, even though you're not getting extra from anybody else. Yeah.
A couple of people think the person we mentioned earlier meant that employer contributions are voluntary for over 65s, which you've just referred to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that makes
sense. I don't know if that's true or not, but that would be
correct. Yeah, it is true. And they're not legally obliged after you turn 65. Okay. Yes. Can I just mention, I'm doing a talk at the Winterfest, it's called, in New Plymouth.
Go New Plymouth. Way to program your festival.
It's a pretty neat festival, actually.
Yeah.
It runs from the 6th to the 16th of June. And it's you know, music and plays and all sorts of things. And they've got a few authors there as well. And I'm lucky enough to be one of them. And I'm going to be doing a talk on the Saturday the 15th of June at 10 o'clock.
Have you got your rider sorted?
My which?
Your rider.
Rider, what's
that? Well, when you're a rock star, you're allowed to demand what's going to be in your dressing room when you show up.
Oh, I'll work on that. I think they might say, sorry, you get a glass of water if you're lucky.
You say, no, I want M&Ms, but I want you to remove all
the
red
black ones.
Yeah, that's your rider.
you got it. Okay, I'll work on that, Jesse.
Okay,
so it's a winter fest if people want to look at it online and you can book tickets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great to see you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse.
You came in late, Mary Holm. This conversation with Mary and previous ones are all on our podcast page at rnz.co.nz.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.